Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Oh, wow. Do I have something that is just, it's got my mind wandering. Something that's going on right now in the world with the CVS pharmacies, the Walgreens, and all those pharmacies. It looks like they're going to be getting rid of, they're not going to be carrying, like, every single, you know, medication that I've taken for every kind of cold that I've had.
Number of leading decongestants will no longer be sold at CVS Pharmacy if the only active ingredient is phenylephrine.
It's in almost any cold medicine that's over the counter.
NyQuil, DayQuil, Mucinex, the list goes on and on. Benadryl of all things. Every time that I have to go cut the grass, I get all of a sudden they're saying that it doesn't help. It doesn't help with mucus. That's the thing. This is like a big deal. This is a big deal. So, you know, my mind gets wandering. I start to think. I said, well, why do you think that is, Danielle? Because Danielle's the one that tells me about this. She's like,
can you believe we're getting rid of NyQuil and DayQuil? They're not going to be carrying it at the store anymore.
And I'm like, well, why is that? Well, it turns out, I guess there was a study back in 1972 after it was reviewed and researched and everything else, where it said basically that it's like once it gets into the bloodstream, it's 1% effective. And the word is that it's phenethylephrine. I think that's the way you pronounce it. Phenethylephrine. It's phenethylephrine. Like an elephant. It's phenethylephrine.
It's phenethylephrine.
That's probably the way you pronounce it. I think phonetically. That's the way you say it. I'm a smart guy.
It's phenethylephrine.
Phenylephrine, that's the word. I guess it's in all of these major, you know, Vicks DayQuil, Therafuel, Sudafed PE, you know, all the things that you took when you were stuffy or you got, you know, the virus of the crown. Most places, everybody in the house got it. Noah got it, Anthony got it, Shiloh got it, Ethan got it, Danielle got it, Ethan, Shiloh, and Danielle, they all got it twice. And what do we use? Yeah, DayQuil, NyQuil, all these things, and now they're saying they're not going to carry it. They're not going to carry the only weapon we had against the common cold. I think that's what virus of the crown is. I think ultimately that's what that kind of a virus is. It's why we, you know, but what do I know? I'm not a doctor, and for all I know, you know, this is probably a good thing. If the stuff doesn't work, you shouldn't be taking a bunch of drugs. It's not working. What do I know, right? It just seems a little suspect, right? Because, you know, of course, that's the thing. The way my mind works, what does my mind do? What if everybody starts to get sick again? What are you going to do then? Right? Is it because it's too easy? Now you use these things, now they don't have it anymore? The idea is that medicine, it works with the blood vessels in the nasal passages or something. And the idea is that it opens up the passages, allowing you to breathe better. So you have an allergy attack, you take the Benadryl, and it opens up the airways. So when you're really stuffy, it just gives you more room to breathe, supposedly, but they're saying that it doesn't work. So, I mean, it's worked for me for many, many years. It's worked. So Danielle's like,
but we gotta get a lot of stuff. We gotta get stocked up.
I'm like, what are we gonna stock up? We got so much stuff left over from when the virus crown first hit. You know, we had like stuff just stocked to the hilt. If you need to get some NyQuil or some DayQuil or something else, don't get it from me. But we got enough. We got enough. So I guess I'm not too concerned about this. But the question becomes, you know, Danielle's like,
do you think maybe they just don't want to help people? They want things to be worse?
I said, Dan, you know, that's the questions I should be asking, not you. You're supposed to be the sane one. You know what Danielle calls me? She calls me because I worry too much. She calls me Scaredy Squirrel. There's like a series. I think I mentioned this on one of the shows, Scaredy Squirrel. So guess what? Today I come home. We were at my neighbor's. Can you believe it? They invited me over. It was their brother's birthday, and it was really nice. We got to go over and hang out and had a great time. I got to meet a lot of people, and I met like really just interesting. One interesting guy, he was he's like a vascular surgeon. Another one was a dentist. All these affluent people, and they asked me what I do, and I look at Danielle, and I say, you know, the Dan says I really shouldn't be talking about all this stuff. I'm in public, and he goes, oh, okay, and I tell him what I do, and turns out he's a huge Ancient Aliens fan, okay, the surgeon, huge Ancient Aliens fan, so I'm like, I got my in, so I was kind of like, I felt good. I felt good talking about the Anunnaki and the Biru and all that stuff. By the time it was time for us to leave, I was like, you go home, honey. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay. We're going to talk some more. It's fun when you talk to people that appreciate thinking outside of the box. But she calls me Scaredy Squirrel. So I get home from the party. I walk to the door. And like always, there's a package by the door because the Dan's a teacher. She's a third grade teacher, like the best teacher in the whole wide world. And she's doing a series based on me because she looks through the books that she wants to teach. Because she says there's great lessons in here. Scaredy Squirrel doesn't leave his house without a parachute. Scaredy Squirrel doesn't leave his house without, like, you know, like masks to wear. He's like scared of everything. He's got like calamine lotion and everything else. I think in this episode, I think he's worried about killer bees. Or something. Scaredy Squirrel, maybe watch my channel about the killer bees that have invaded the United States. It's a possibility, I'm just saying. But I come home and she's like, I got these books for you. So I'm like, I gotta tell everybody. I gotta tell. Because you know what? Are you a scaredy squirrel? Are you gonna be worried now? Are you gonna think, oh, well, you know, that's it. They're gonna get rid of all cough medicine and everything else. So when the next big, you know, whatever cold hits, everybody's gonna suffer a little more. You're not going to be able to have anything that's going to help you. I don't think that's going to be the case. Perhaps maybe we'll just substitute it out with something else, you know, because not all of them use the phenylephrine. Not all of them use that. They use, in some of them, they use different ingredients. I don't know. What do I know? Look at me. I'm wearing a coolest, most comfortable... most comfortable hoodie going, the God's Champion hoodie. What are we, you gonna ask me about phenylephrine?
It's phenylephrine.
I don't think so. I'm not the guy. I'm not a chemist. Maybe one of the neighbors were, though. They were smart people over there. It was very nice. Very nice to talk to your neighbors and your friends and everything. Isn't it nice to get together? Even if you're scaredy squirrel, I was scared to go over there, to be honest. Because I always worry, like, I don't know, what do I talk about? People like talking about sports. I walk in, MMA's on the screen. I'm not even into the MMA. I'm like so weird. I'm so weird, but I love all of you. I love all of you for sticking around and putting up with it. I got a big show coming. I think it's gonna probably be a live stream, maybe, I guess, the next show that I'm gonna do. Big show. Big show. A lot of interesting things, you know, just a lot. But when I saw this about CVS, strange, you know. I mean, what are they gonna do next? You know, what are they gonna do next? Just feels weird. You know, like the one thing that actually helped everybody in the house. Now what? Does it work? You gotta tell me in the comment section what you think. Hey, and if you want to read best novel ever. I know people don't have time to read or anything else, and I know everybody wants me to do the audiobook, and I'm getting to it. But right now you can get it on Amazon. Do me a favor, get over 1,000 reviews, leave a review, tell people about it. Go to the links in the description below, and all the merch, everything you can get yourself. This cool hoodie, which I love. It really is comfortable, and I just love what it says, you know? And it also helps the channel out and helps us to come together. And I hope to see you at a party someday where I could talk to you about aliens and all sorts of weird things too. All right, I love each and every one of you. Have the best day ever. Don't forget to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, subscribe and do all that stuff, and have the best day ever. What? Wait a minute, Jack. Are you stop show at this point in time? It is not, there's... You did, it's very small show. It's not very big show. I think we should give them something else. Like maybe Jacob Will Drops about Lazarus rising from the tomb. What does it mean? Okay, I had to do this show. And I'll tell you why, because like 2 weeks ago, the story of Lazarus, I couldn't get away from it. And I felt like, well, okay, I got to talk about this because they talk about the last day there. And a lot of people think that, you know, the world's, it's going to blow up. Everybody's freaking out, right? So a couple weeks ago, I think I got to do this show. I got to tell people really what the resurrection is. What the resurrection is. I got to tell people. I gotta tell people because the people got a lot of different ideas, right? So we're gonna dive into John chapter 11 today. That's right, it's gonna be a Bible study. How cool is that, right? I'm not a religious guy. You're not in church. But this story is very important because it has to do with you. Lazarus, that is your story too. Just imagine for a second, okay? Let's imagine for a second. This is what Jesus did back in his day. He took a lot of the stories that people knew from what we would consider the Old Testament, right? From the Torah, from the law, the books of Moses. So he would take these stories and he would bring life to them. That's what I'm going to attempt to do on this story. Because I can't get away from it. I can't get away from it. So it's like, I got to do it. I got to do it. This morning, you know, when I was working out, I was like, okay, give me some inspiration, Lord. What am I supposed to do? A couple of weeks ago, he gave me the inspiration, right? But I forgot about it because all the other madness that's going on in the world. So I'm working out and I decide to pull up some kind of, I like to listen to a dramatized Bible verse. I just go to YouTube. I look it up. You should do the same thing. It's kind of fun to hear the stories while you're working out because it's kind of like you're working out your body, you're working out your mind, your spirit, your heart, and everything in the same breath. So I just open up to some random thing. Turns out it's John. Beginning of John. In the beginning, you know, was the Word, and Word was with God, and Word was God. Remember all that stuff, right? Same was in the beginning with God. But I'm like, I know that book so well. Let me just fast forward to something. And I fast forward, and what do I land on? I land on the story of Lazarus. It's a hard name to say, Lazarus. Lazarus! 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 It's a hard name to say. Lazarus, which, by the way, the word means he whom God helps, or whom God helps. See, names have meaning, right? There's like a lot of layers to these scriptures. I've talked about it on the channel. If you're new to the channel, I have a whole spiritual playlist. You can go check it out. But names have meaning, right? Everybody has a name, and that name has a specific meaning. Like, for example, if you take Joseph and Mary and you add Jesus to the mix, you have God is added to man's rebellion, because their rebellion is what Mary means. We're going to learn that in this story, because Mary and Martha and Lazarus, they're family, right? And every one of their names, they mean something, just like Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. Jesus, Yahshua, a better translation would be Joshua, but we're going to call him Jesus because everybody calls him Jesus, right? So Yahshua's name, means God is salvation. So God has added Joseph to man's rebellion, Mary, salvation. And Yahshua was also a Nazarite, by the way, and that's one who is separated from the ways of the world. It's the story of us. Everything's the story of us. Lazarus is the one that Yahshua loves. And that's something. You know who else Jesus loved? Everybody. Okay, it's all of you. He loves you, right? And he says, this is one of the greatest commandments, that you love others as I love you. So Lazarus is a picture of all of us. And this is why this message is important, because it's kind of like, Lazarus, come forth, man, lady, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. You're in the grave. Okay, I'm getting there. Hang on. Let's start it off. Let's take it. We'll break it down. Okay, we'll do a little study of the Bible here. Okay, I know this stuff because I've dedicated like my whole life to knowing the things of God. I mean, it's a couple of decades of this stuff. Do I need credentials? What do they say about Jesus? Right, Jesus, isn't this the carpenter's son? How does he know all this stuff? If you're gonna hear the truth, you're gonna hear the truth. If you're not gonna hear, you're not gonna hear. But I think you're gonna want to hear this. I'll basically sum the story up, right? So this is a buddy of Jesus's, Mary and Martha. They're the sisters. Lazarus, he's really sick and he's not doing too good, right? So they send message to Jesus. They're like, hey, come on over. You got to heal him. You got to heal him, right? You love him. The one that you love, he's not doing too good. He's not doing too good. Jesus is like, okay, I'll get there. And he doesn't go. He doesn't go like right away. And then like Lazarus dies. He like waits 2 days, actually. 2 days. There's a reason for that. So the reason for that, because on the third day is when you're going to rise, if you will. It takes a trimester for birth. Sometimes it takes 40 weeks. 4 days. Symbolism. Now, I want to roll it back, and I want to peel back the story, and I want you to realize that this story is now like as if Christ is speaking to you, okay? Through the story, if you will. Now, there was a certain man. Okay, now that word alone should be, that should wake you up, right? Because that word certain means somebody who thinks they know it all. Get it? It's not just like anybody. It could be anybody. But there's another way of looking at it. There was a certain man, very certain of what I know. That's why he was sick, by the way. And this certain man was ill. That word ill, It actually means really like weak, Like, you need strength. You're in need of strength. And why would a person who God helps, because that's what Lazarus means, why would this person need help? And why would they be certain? Because they're dwelling in a place called Bethany, which literally means house of misery. Do you get what I'm saying? You see how this story could be you too? Right? It's kind of like the person that God loves thinks they know it all, right? I'm not going to listen to that guy who drinks from the Uranus cup. I can't take any advice from him. I'm not telling you to listen to me. I'm telling you to take it a little bit further and ask God for the truth no matter what the cost. You do that, you'll probably find that you need to get out of the grave, Lazarus. Lazarus. However you say it. So this certain man, he felt so weak, you know, and he was living in a house of misery. It's like his life was not good. And this is also the village of Mary and Martha, her sister. Now, there's a little story about Mary and Martha, okay? Because they're two sisters. Like, Martha's like probably the oldest. There was a time when Jesus came to visit Martha and Mary, and like Jesus was like saying all these interesting things, and he was revealing these stories, and he was extolling great wisdom. And Mary, the younger sister, she was all like eating it up. She was just at his feet. She was ready to go. She's the same one, by the way, same one that like poured costly ointment and like anointed Jesus's feet and like washed his feet with her hair, like rubbed the ointment in. Which, by the way, it was myrrh. This is all symbolic too. The feet of Christ are blessed are those that they're the feet, right? This is the way that the message travels. So anyway, Mary's she's sitting there, she's listening, she's loving it. And Martha's she's like cleaning, she's like making food, she's getting the dinners together, she's like cleaning everything, the pots and the pans, and her little sister, right? Her little probably prettier sister, right? Gets all the attention, right? At the feet of Jesus. Oh Jesus, you're so smart. And Martha's like, hey Lord, are you going to you gonna let her just sit there and do nothing? Because I'm busting my butt here, Lord. So this is also a picture of you. There are a lot of Marthas out there, a lot of Lazarus, a lot of Marys. There's a lot of us in Scripture. It's all kind of a picture. It's all a picture of the different attributes and the different ideas and the different lives that we lead. So Martha's complaining, right? She's the older one. Then you got the younger one. It reminds me a lot of a great parable where the master of the field returned, right? And he basically hires laborers. And he hired some of the laborers, and they were working like a long time. And they loved, you know, they loved to work for their master. And then, at the last hour, the master came and hired like a bunch more. Just said, like, I'm just going to hire everybody. But here's the deal. Everybody's going to get paid the same. So, like, the Marthas, right? The ones that have been working the whole time, they're like, look, I'm already doing the right thing. You know, I'm serving. I'm taking care of things. But look at this one. She's not helping. Shouldn't she learn how to help? It's like, oh, we're going to get paid the same. We're going to get paid the same, Lord. Jesus said to Martha, it's like, you know, she's chose the better thing. She chose the better thing. Because you can understand something. Martha was operating in a lot of pride. A lot of religious people that have been in the church for a long time, that know a lot, that have done a lot, that do all the bake sales and all the this and that. And I'm not talking about just in the, you know, in the Christian faith. I'm talking like everywhere. In religion, there are a bunch of Marthas, there are a bunch of Marys. It's everywhere, okay? And they're all related to Lazarus, meaning a picture of the Christ in you that is meant to rise. I'm getting there. Now, the names of Martha and Mary are very fantastic, right? Because Mary means there's rebellion. We just talked about that. Joseph, Mary, and right? God has added to man's rebellion salvation. So you have Mary, which means their rebellion, meaning they're actually in rebellion. They're not in service. They're in rebellion. They're not in service of God. Okay? But then you got Martha. Guess what their name means? And I mean there because it's, you know, it's a collective Martha. She has rebelled, or they have rebelled. The one who rebelled, past tense, now serving. And the one who's rebelling, they get paid the same. It doesn't matter if you've been serving the church forever and you think you're so great. It doesn't matter if you've never ever thought of asking God for the truth, no matter what the cost, you get paid the same. Lazarus, come forth. So Jesus is hanging out, right? And he gets word. Mary and Martha sent a message. The one that you love is sick. It's kind of like, I get messages. I get a lot of comments. I get a lot of emails. And a lot of people are like, well, we're hurting here. The one that Christ loves is ill, is weak. But see, Jesus doesn't go on. He doesn't go right away. Okay, so in your hard times right now, when you're going through a hard time, right, you're not gonna be risen right out of your trouble. You gotta first ask for help, just like Martha and Mary did. So they sent word over to Jesus. He goes, yeah, I'll do it. Lord, the one you love is ill. But Jesus heard it. He said, this illness does not lead to death, rather to God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So in other words, what you're going through right now, right? It's not so, you're not going to die in this situation. It's not going to be the end of you. It's going to be hard, sure, and it stinks, just like Lazarus ended up stinking in the tomb. It's not going to be fun, but guess what? You're going to be released because you're calling for help. So guess what? Christ is coming. That's what the story says. But what you're going to find out is Christ never left nor forsook us. It's always been there. Always been there. When the storm comes, where was Jesus? He was right there, smack dab in the middle of sleep. And what does he ask Lazarus to do? He asked Lazarus to wake up. Wake up, sleeper, thou that sleepeth. This sickness isn't unto death. Don't worry. So you got the Marthas, you got the Marys, you got everybody calling because they want Lazarus, right? You got the faithful and the new to the faith all saying, where's Christ? Where's Christ? Come on, what's going on? What's going on? Help us out, will you? Now, Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. And after heard that he was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Never left. Just want to point that out. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let's go to Judea again. Now, Judea means God's going to be praised. So after 2 days, right, after 2 days, you're staying right where you are. But on the third day, God is going to be praised. Let's go to Judea. You get what I'm saying? In Hosea 6, too, it says, let us return to the Lord. He'll heal us, right? He'll bind the wounds, right? He's tore us, we've reaped what we've sown, but now he's going to restore us. And then it says, after 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Meaning, we shall know as we are known, which is written in the scriptures. It's kind of like you're going to have, the way, the truth, and the life is going to be within you, and you're going to know it. You're going to know it intimately. That day, as Jesus prayed, that day that I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me, and we are in you, that we are all one. That's why Jesus said to his disciples, it's like, if you're looking at me and you're asking where God is, how long have you been with me? Don't you get it? You can't be outside of God. God is everything that is, and you are in God, and God is in you. But just like them, they're waiting for Lazarus to rise. So he goes, all right, let's go. And one of the disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews, what you're doing, just trying to kill you. You want to go back there again? What are you gonna do? It's kind of like, I like to point that out symbolically. It's kind of like he was there. The guy got sick anyway because he was certain. You get what I'm saying? It's kind of like you're certain in your beliefs. The truth is there. And you try to kill him for it. That's the point. It's the point. You know, a lot of people that are listening to what I'm saying, and they're going to hear it, and they're going to love it, and they're going to rejoice. There are going to be some people that are certain that they know it all, right? And they're ill. They don't even know that they're ill. They don't even know that, but that sickness is not unto death. But they'll throw stones at me. They'll say, you don't say Jesus enough, or you don't do this enough, or you got a white rabbit in the background and an elephant, and you got all this stuff. What does it mean, Jacob? I can't even listen to you because I'm certain. So Jesus is like, look, okay, we left because they didn't want to have us, but guess what? you know, maybe the virus of the crown has gotten them to think that maybe they want the truth back. Right? So let's go back to Judea. Let's get everybody praising God again. Okay? So Jesus rolls into town. He says to them, our friend Lazarus, he's fallen asleep. I'm going to wake him up. Jesus understood that he was already dead, right? But he was dead because he was ignorant to the truth. He wasn't conscious of the truth. He's asleep. That's why he's dead. Get it? In scripture say, to be carnally minded is death. So if you're dead, it doesn't matter if you're physically walking around, okay? It's like you're sleeping. You got to wake up. You got to wake up out of your sleep so that Christ in you, which is the hope of glory, can rise again in you, because that is what Christ promised. And yet everybody, you got everybody saying it's going to come on the last day. I'm pointing to the clouds. It's going to come over there. It's going to come over there. Anyone who does not confess Christ come in the flesh, same as the Antichrist. That word come means to be revealed, to be manifested in the flesh. We're the body of Christ. We are Lazarus. The life of Christ is going to help us to rise again. That day you'll know that I'm in the Father, the Father's in me, and I'm in you. That's why Paul said, it's no longer I, Paul, that live. The life that I now live, I live in Christ, who strengthens me. Because before I was certain and I was weak. When Jesus arrived, he found Lazarus has already been in the tomb for 4 days, right? 40 days, 40 nights. 40 years, 40 years in the wilderness. 4 days, right? Lazarus, Israel. Same thing. All of us. Same thing. The one that Christ loves. All of us. Same thing. 4 days. Now, Bethany, the house of misery, was very near to Jerusalem, which is the teaching of peace. So basically, right now, where you are, it's very near. If you're in the house of misery, it's not that hard to get to Jerusalem. It's not that hard to leave Bethany to get to Jerusalem. It's not that hard to leave your misery for the teaching of truth and peace and hope. Jerusalem is very close. Now, many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to console them, so there were a lot of people there. And when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and she met him and she said, oh, my Lord, if you'd only been here, he wouldn't have died. Because Martha, she doesn't get it, right? Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother's going to rise again. Your brother's going to rise again. Martha said, oh, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day. A lot of people waiting for something to come in the future. You notice that? Everybody's waiting for something to come. And people are going to be poofed away. An army of angels is going to come and start murdering people. There are a lot of weird beliefs out there. There are a lot of beliefs out there. Martha, kind of like the Marthas out there watching right now, that, you know, probably know the Bible backwards and forwards, or so they think, but they haven't gotten the spirit of the story, right? It's the letter that kills. It's the spirit that gives life. The Marthas of the world, they're like, we know, Lord, we know on the last day. And Jesus is like, dudette, I am the resurrection and the life. There's no last day. There's no need to wait. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said, yes, Lord, I believe that you're the Messiah, the Son of God, the one that's coming into the world. And when she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. So you see, it's like the Marthas, they come to Christ and it's like, he's like, it's happening now. Rise, come forth. It's happening now, Martha. Go tell the Marys. You get what I'm saying? Go tell them. We got to all get on the same page because Lazarus is coming forth. So Mary comes too and she's like, Lord, if you got here sooner, it wouldn't have happened. It's kind of like, Lord, if you came before, we wouldn't have to be 6 feet apart from each other. If you only got here sooner, Lord. It's interesting. Jesus has to ask them. He's like, where did you lay him? Where's Lazarus? Where's the one that I love? Because you all sound nutty. None of you really have any faith. You all sound a little bit confused and a little bit spooked out. So where is Lazarus? So they showed him and Jesus wept. And everybody was like, wow, look at how much he loved this guy. He loved him so much. Look at him weeping. They didn't know that he was crying because of their lack of faith. Because they didn't understand. He was crying because they didn't believe. They didn't know. They were still trapped in yesterday. They were still trapped in religion. They were still slaves to the system. They had not come out of the grave. Jesus called a lot of the Pharisees and Sadducees and the teachers, right? He says he called them whitewashed tombs, right? There's passages that say that your mouth is like an empty sepulcher or an open sepulcher, right? And he talked to all the religious people. He says that you're whitewashed tombs. You look all beautiful on the inside, but you got nothing but the bones of the prophets and everything else. Everybody that's been trying to share the truth, you've been shutting down so you can get you this or you get you that. So you can walk around with your fancy outfits and you're doing your little weird rituals and all this stuff. And it's on every level, people. It's not just in one faith or the other faith. It's all corrupt. There is one God, one Lord, that is in all, through all, for all, one baptism, one Christ, one. They forgot, so Jesus was crying. So they start murmuring, right? They're like, oh, you know, couldn't, if he was here, he could have helped him, right? Right? He gave the blind sight. What's the deal now? Jesus is like, all right, enough already. And he comes to the tomb, right? He comes to the tomb, and guess what's keeping Lazarus trapped in death? Big stone. Now, stones are all over Scripture. Stones had to be rolled away again and again and again and again. Right? When Jacob met Rachel, you had to roll the stone away so that the sheep and the goats and everything else could get fed. Got to always roll the stone away. Christ, I did a video called The Empty Tomb. I'll try to link it. If I don't, just look it up, Empty Tomb, Jacob Israel. But you got to do that through like Bing or Yahoo because Google censors me for whatever reason. So if you want to find it, Empty Tomb, Jacob Israel video or YouTube, just through, like dogpile.com or duckduckgo.com, anything but Google. But once again, for Christ to rise again, what happened? The messengers of God rolled away the stone. I'm trying to do the same thing, right? That's what an angel is. An angel, just so you know, is a messenger. It's actually translated as man or person. You know, just it's a messenger. It's somebody that is speaking on behalf of God, for God. So that God's will is done in the earth. But the stone had to be rolled away for Lazarus, as well as Christ, as well as for the sheep to get fed, for the flock to get the truth. And what is that stone, by the way? What is that stone? I mean, it could be a bunch of things. Some call it a millstone. It was hanged around your neck into the sea. It's the law. It's the religious law, right? You got to believe this way. You got to believe that way. You got to say these certain magic words. You got to eat this magic wafer. You got to do these things. It's the law. It's the stone that had to be rolled away. And then, you know, because you've been dead for a while, what happens? Stinky in there, right? Our hearts, they get messed up. They get messed up because we've been certain our whole lives that we knew it all. And then we find out when times get tough, like right now, that we probably don't know much at all. And then we say, you know, kind of like maybe we start to then pray. It's like, oh, that, maybe there's more. Could you help me out? Because this is a stressful time. And so I'm here to hopefully help with that. I want to roll that stone away. I want you all to do me a favor and ask for the truth no matter what the cost. Just reach out to the creator of all. I promise you, the instant that happens, you're going to rise from that tomb that you've been in, right? In that house of misery. And you're going to go on to Jerusalem, which is the teaching of peace. And you're going to live a much holier, more wonderful life. Now, what happened with Lazarus is, yeah, he comes out. He comes out and he's still wrapped in all the grave clothes. You know how many people will tell me, they're like, oh, I watched the channel, and, you know, oh, yeah, I said the prayer, and as if that prayer, by the way, is not like some magic, you know, tool to get you there. It's just this what I prayed, and I think it's a good prayer. That's all I'm saying, right? It's like the desire to know God gives you. But at some point, you got to send word to Christ and be like, hey, the person that you love is not doing too good down here. We're not doing too good. We're PJs all day long. So Jesus was upset, you know, that they didn't have this faith. And he just does this little prayer. He's like, oh, Lord, you know, that they know that you sent me. Will you inspire Lazarus to come forth? Will you please, so that they know, Lord, that you sent me? Could you get him out of the grave? Could you get him out of the grave? God answers prayer. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so Lazarus came forth. And the first thing that everybody had to do was they had to take off those stinking grave clothes. You know what grave clothes are? False beliefs. Things that you've wrapped yourself up with, you know, which has actually been your grave clothes. You think you know it all. You think this is the way to do it, you know. They call it vain traditions of man. Political affiliations, societal beliefs, all these things, you know, all these boxes that you've put yourself in. You're stinking. You're all stinking. Because when the rubber meets the road, what happens? So it takes helpers. Take those clothes off. And I hope that this little show has done that for you. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying that you're stinky. I'm not saying you're stinky at all. But I'm saying maybe, it's time for an awakening. Maybe everybody's been asleep and it's time to rise again. Maybe it's time. The day of the Lord is a scary day. The day the Lord comes, right? Coming again to be revealed, to be manifested, erkame. And where is Christ come? Within. It's the hope of glory. The kingdom of God, Jesus said very clearly, you cannot say look here or look there. You can't say it's coming this way or that way. Jesus actually said, look, if they say that Christ is over there, don't go to him. If they say he's over there, don't go to him. You know why? Because anybody who doesn't believe that Christ is come in the flesh, the same as the spirit of Antichrist. It's not about one person, people. It's about God and God's Son and our relationship. So I hope that the stone has been rolled away. I hope Lazarus has come boldly from the grave. And I hope you have the best day ever. And I will see you all very, very soon. Do me a favor. Leave your comments below. You know, share the channel around. Will you share the videos around? Share the stuff around. It helps. Give it a like. Take a second. Like the video. It takes me a lot. I do a lot. I work hard on these. It's helpful. Because, you know, the more likes, the more people say, hey, maybe I should check it out. If you liked it, if you don't like it, you can give it a dislike. I don't want you to. But you know, you got to be honest, right? I love each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
This is so true. Look at this.